Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome to the 329th podcast of Rough Raiders Radio. Tonight we have government shutdown precursor to Trump's own shutdown. Let's get started. Trump is exhibiting suicidal tendencies with his foolhardy and inevitably to be ill-fated government shutdown. Why, just today, he declared anyone who is not for the wall is a criminal. The dumpsters is in the last stages of his Caligula-like rule. Brutus and Cassius are waiting in the wings, i.e., Michael Flynn and Michael Cohen, and perhaps and certainly Paul Manafort. All with enough backstabbing confessional material for Robert Mueller, the special prosecutor, to put the final, and I mean final, kibosh on this rancid chapter in American history. Trump's family is also destined for the cutting block. Their days of freedom are swiftly drawing to a close. The special counsel will mow them all down starting this February with this report that is due out, chronicling the vast web of Trumpian criminal activity as this nation's 45th president. Trump is like Hitler in his bunker in the final days of Nazi Germany. How fitting. Robert Mueller is like the Soviet army closing in on Berlin in April of 1945. Time to reach for that cyanide tablet. All avenues of escape have been sealed off. For Hitler, nothing was left would be left for the enemy. His body was burned to cinders by his aides. Trump won't be so lucky. He'll be more like the man in the desert, parched for drink and near delirious from lack of food, sprawled out on the ground, staring straight up at the sky at the vulture circling his fast diminishing body. Only a matter of time before that vulture shoots straight down to the ground and picks that carcass apart with his beak for nourishment. Trump's son, daughter, and son-in-law will be taken into custody and summarily put behind bars, perhaps at a secret military installation without any possibility of parole. By the time they're released from their incarceration, the U.S. will have landed on Mars and begun colonizing that planet. Last but not least, Trump's supporters will have to think about their place here on planet Earth. Their existence has now grown extremely precarious for their role in supporting a monster like Trump. After foisting Donald Trump, with Russia's help, to be sure, on this country, their quality of life expectancy on planet Earth has taken a colossal beating. Mars, here we come. Angry old white guys and racist white bitches from Michigan and Wisconsin and West Virginia and punky little brain guys, your days are duly numbered. Might be time to update that last will and testament. The blue wave shows no signs of slackening, on the contrary. It should remain strong and steady for a good long time. And that's it for our 329th podcast for Rough Riders Radio. This is the old Rough Rider himself, rounding third, and we are screaming toward home. And I think home sweet Jesus, hallelujah, it is coming up in the next 90 days. We're going to know one way or another where this motherfucking son of a bitch, that new freshman congressman from Michigan, the first Palestinian elected to the United States Congress, spoke slightly ill-tempered words to the effect, we're going to impeach this motherfucker. And I think that speaks volumes. It certainly pretty much characterizes what's really on the minds of at least 75% of the people in this country. Thank you again. And as always, stay well, keep it lit, and remember, we ride, but we know you ain't along just for the ride, because it is you, in the end, who ultimately decide.